Oh, Florence, I've heard enough elephant jokes.
How do you keep an elephant from charging?
Florence.
You take away his credit card. Oh, Lord, if that ain't a mess.
I just hope Abby likes it here. You know, if everything goes well, orphans from all over the city will get a chance to stay in homes like ours. It should be good for them.
I think the Help Center should be real proud of you for thinking up that program.
Thank you.
I also think if you don't put that panda bear down, you two might get engaged.
Oh, morning, George.
Morning, Louise. Florence, give me my breakfast.
Hey, wait a minute, Mr. Jefferson. See if you can figure this one out. Why did the elephant turn around on his way to the airport?
Say what?
Just say I don't know.
For what?
So I can give you the punchline. Come on. Why did the elephant turn around on his way to the airport?
I'm not going to say it, Florence.
Where is the doll I bought for Abby?
I don't know.
Because he forgot to pack his trunk. You get it, Mr. Jefferson? He forgot to pack his trunk.
Okay, I got one for you. Why did the hungry boss fire his lazy maid?
It's folks like you that kill vaudeville.
Well, I'm gonna kill you if you don't get my breakfast.
Oh, George, about your breakfast, the funniest thing happened when Florence and I went shopping. We got so busy picking up things for Abby's breakfast, we completely forgot about yours. I guess you had to be there.
So what am I supposed to do?
Well, you got a choice between chocolate choo-choos, animal puffs, and something special for you. Honey-coated peewees.
Darn, Weezy, how could you forget my breakfast?
It slipped my mind, but you don't have to stand there and act like a child.
I ain't act like no child.
Where you going?
To get my animal puffs.
Oh, my God, it's Abby. Sit there and be calm. Now, just be yourself and everything will be fine. Did I forget anything?
Yeah, unless you expect her to come in through the keyhole.
Mrs. Jefferson?
Mr. Curry?
Yes, from the Eastview Children's Home. And this is Abby Lawson.
Oh, isn't she precious? How are you, Abby?
Hey, Abby. My name is Florence. You want to see your room?
Go ahead, Abby. It's all right.
Well, so far so good. I'm sure once she gets used to us, she will have a great time.
I wish I could share your enthusiasm. But lots of orphans are withdrawn, and personally, I think that these programs should be left to more qualified people.
Well, thanks for the encouragement.
For that, you can thank my supervisor. You see, Mrs. Owens is more of a social romantic than I am.
Maybe that's why she's your supervisor.
I'll come back in a week for Abby. In case there's something you can't handle, you've got my number.
I've got your number, all right.
gray, weighs 10,000 pounds, and goes ding dong, ding dong. The Avon elephant. Get it? Ding dong, ding dong.
Florence, I think she'd rather do something else. Do you want to play with some games? Or watch TV? Look, Abby, we want to be your friends, but we can't unless you meet us halfway. All right?
I can't tell, Miss Jefferson, does she meet us yet or not?
I think she passed us right by. Oh, I bet I know what you want. I've got a doll here that talks.
At least something will be talking.
Oh, George, this is Abby.
Hey, Abby. Come on over and have some of my ammo puffs. Hey, what the bet?
I think we just found the doll.
Who put this here? I could have had a heart attack and drowned in my animal puffs.
I'm sorry, George. Abby, would you like to play with Wanda Wetsy?
Wanda Wetsy, huh?
God, it's only water!
I knew that.
You're funny.
Oh, you think so, huh? And I think you're cute.
Thank you.
Hey, you like animal puffs?
Just the elephants.
Me too. Hey, that reminds me. I got a good elephant joke. Why did the elephant forget to pack his trunk?
I don't know.
So he could turn around in the airport.
That was wrong.
So what, you laughing at?
Here, make the doll wet you again.
No.
Come on, Abby, let's go put your things away.
Okay. Oh, no.
What's wrong, Abby?
I left my other bag in Mr. Curry's car. It had my toothbrush and pajamas in there.
Well, never mind. Florence and I were planning to take you shopping this morning. We can go out right now and buy your new toothbrush and pajamas.
Oh, thank you.
Come on, let's go.
Can I stay here with Mr. Jefferson?
Oh, come with us, Abby. I'll tell you some more jokes.
Please, can I stay?
But, Abby...
Of course you can stay with me.
Oh, boy!
Well, all right, Abby, if that's what you want. We'll be back in an hour. Thanks for breaking the ice with Abby, George. This program means so much to me.
Well, you know me, Wheeze. I don't know why, but I just get along good with kids.
Maybe it's because you're the same size.
That's not funny. Okay, what should we do?
We can talk.
Hey, good idea. You can learn a lot from me. We can talk while I finish eating my animal puffs. Come on, you sit right next to me, okay? Okay, let's talk. Did you see the Knicks game last night? How's school?
It's okay. All week long, the teacher tells us a bunch of stuff. Then we tell it to her back again. It's kind of like throwing up. Don't you want to finish your animal puffs?
No, I'm not hungry anymore. Hey, you like to play games? You know how to play farmhouse fun?
No.
Okay, let me see. Each player selects the animal of his choice. Mr. Bow Wow, Mr. Nay Nay, Mrs. Quack Quack, or Miss Moo Moo. The first player then throws the dice, okay? While spinning the weather wheel. If the wheel lands on rain, Mr. Nay Nay must gallop 3 spaces clockwise, while Mrs. Quack Quack waddles 2 spaces counterclockwise. Wait a minute. The wheel lands on rain. You know how to shoot dice?
No.
Okay, I'll show you. Come on. First, you just get down on your knees like this.
You mean you have to pray?
Sure. You pray for a 7 or 11. You don't want to get craps.
Craps?
Yeah, that's 2, 3, or 12. Craps. That's the name of the game.
I'll get it.
Why, hello there. You must be Abby. I wanted to meet you.
Do you know this man?
I'm afraid so.
I'm Tom Willis.
Craps!
Hello, George. How's the weather down there?
Great, until a big eclipse came and blocked out the sun. What do you want?
Well, I thought maybe Abby would like these books for my publishing company. They're hot off the press.
Big deal, so is my suit.
Isn't he funny?
What? Oh, yes, he sure is. Here, dear.
Thank you for the books.
Oh, you're welcome.
Ready, Abby?
Yeah.
Come on, baby, hit me. Ha!
What's it to me?
It means you win, Abby.
Oh, boy!
Okay, go ahead.
Come on, baby, hit me!
11.
You win again, Abby. Keep shooting.
Look, Willis, you met her. Now beat it.
Okay, George. But I'll be back after she teaches you how to play.
Hey, wait a minute, Willis, hold it. Before you go, I got something to show you.
Oh, what's that?
This.
Oh, is it yours, George?
No, it's Abby's. Go ahead, hug it.
Oh, like this? Oh, it's very sweet, George.
How come it didn't work?
Oh, here, George. You want to borrow my hanky?
No, I never borrow a hanky from a honky.
What's a honky?
That's just something I call him.
Why?
Because he's white.
Honky's a funny word.
Yeah, Mr. Willis loves it when I call him that.
Are all people who are white called honkies?
Well, the men are. The women are honkettes. Okay, go ahead. Shoot your craps.
This is fun, Mr. G.
Mr. G?
Yeah, doesn't George start with the G?
Hey, sure does. I told you'd learn a lot from me.
It's okay if I call you that, isn't it? After all, we are friends.
Sure it is. You can call me whatever you want.
I'll get it, Mr. G.
Hello, Abby. You left your other bag in the car.
Who is it this time?
David Curry, Eastview Children's Home.
Hey, Curry, come on in. I'm George Jefferson.
We were shooting craps.
Craps?
Did she say shooting craps? She meant shooting traps. You know, trap shooting. When you go in the woods and shoot a wild trap.
Where is Mrs. Jefferson?
At the store.
What is she doing, buying a roulette wheel? Mr. Jefferson, you're supposed to set a good example for Abby.
I know that.
Well, don't forget it. Goodbye, Abby.
Goodbye, Honky.
Goodbye, Honky.
Did she say goodbye, Honky? She meant goodbye, donkey. I mean...
Who taught you to say honky?
Mr. G did.
I thought so. Come along, Abby.
Hey, wait a minute, Curry. What are you doing?
I'm taking her back, Mr. Jefferson. You've done enough harm.
But she was... Dang! What the hell are you looking at?
But, Miss Jefferson, the child's only gonna stay a week. You bought enough pajamas to bed down the Osmond family.
George? Abby?
Hey, Weez.
Where's Abby?
Abby? Well, well, she's not right here. What I mean is, she...
Oh, I get it. She's playing hide and seek, right?
Oh, well, I'm a champ at that game. I bet I can find her.
I bet you can't.
Tell me when I'm getting warm.
In a couple of minutes, you're going to be hot. Real hot.
Uh-oh, Miss Jefferson, something's wrong. He's got that Weasley look about him.
Okay, George, what's the matter?
Well, Mr. Curry came and took Abby back to the orphanage.
What?
That's right, and it's all Helen Willis's fault.
Helen Willis?
Right, because if she didn't marry Tom, he wouldn't have come down here and bugged me enough to make me call him something, which Abby picked up and called Mr. Curry.
Lord, the child done called the man a honky.
This is terrible.
That's right, Weasley. Come on, let's go up and give Helen Willis a piece of our mind.
Come back here, George. Could you do something like that?
Look, we...
3 months it took me to get this program off the ground, and you had to ruin it.
I'm sorry, we...
Not half as sorry as you're going to be if I can't get this thing straightened out.
Where are you going?
To the children's home.
Oh, good. I'll go with you. I'll help you
straighten out. No! You stay here. You've caused enough trouble already.
Miss Jefferson, you want me to do anything?
Yes. Make sure George doesn't start thinking.
Well, that shouldn't be no problem.
Florence, listen. You're doing it again.
I'm telling you, Mrs. Owens, that Jefferson character has to be the world's oldest juvenile delinquent.
David, please don't shout. I've already got a headache from teaching that finger painting class.
Well, take an aspirin.
They painted the aspirins. Come in.
Oh, Mr. Curry, I'm glad I found you. There's been a terrible mistake.
I know. I met him.
Hello, Mrs. Jefferson.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Owens. Oh, hi, Abby. Oh, it's nice seeing you again.
It doesn't look like you had much success with her. She's as withdrawn as ever.
But Abby was responding. Weren't you, Abby?
Maybe we should speak in private. Come along, Abby. I'll get you some coloring books. They also painted the doorknob.
Mr. Curry, George and Abby were getting along just great. Abby was talking...
Yes, calling people honky.
But all she did was copy George. She didn't know what she was saying. Most of the time, George doesn't know what he's saying.
Hey, Curry, I want to talk to you.
George, Tom, what are you two...
Weezy, I'll take care of this. Mr. Curry... This is my favorite neighbor and very best friend, Mr. Tom Willis.
Hello. I'm the guy George called a honky.
See, we're such good friends, I can call him anything. Right, honky?
Right.
See, he loves it when I call him that. Don't you, honky?
I sure do. Boy...
Such good friends, we can call each other anything. Right, Fatso?
Right, Shorty.
Hey, that was a good one, Blimp.
Why, thank you, Pipsqueak.
So, Valard?
Half pint?
Who you calling half pint?
George, I'm just trying to help.
Well, you should help. This is all your fault anyway.
My fault? You're the one who called me honky.
Well, I wouldn't have to if you were black like you should be.
I don't have to take this.
Good, then get out of here.
All right, I will.
See, I told you we were good friends.
Nice try.
Yes, now where were we?
Who's she? This is Mrs. Owens, Mr. Curry's supervisor.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Jefferson, but I don't see any reason to continue this program.
What?
Mr. G?
Hey, Abby!
Mr. G!
Hey, how are you, babe?
Fine, but Mr. Curry said I'm not allowed to play with you anymore. I like playing with you because I always win, and you never get mad when you lose.
She's talking.
I told Mr. Curry he shouldn't be mad at you. It was my fault.
It wasn't your fault, Abby. It was Mr. G's fault.
How can it be Mr. G's fault? He's an old guy.
Yes. But sometimes he acts like a child.
Abby, look, what Weezy is trying to say is that Mr. Willis doesn't like to be called a honky any more than Mr. Curry does.
Then why did you call him a honky?
Well, because I'm kind of stupid sometimes. See, when I was growing up, a lot of white people used to call me names. So I used to call them names back. It was just our way of hurting each other.
Why would people want to hurt each other?
That's a good question, Abby. Even I ain't smart enough to answer that. Just remember, sometimes us old guys say things without thinking. So you shouldn't repeat everything you hear us say. You got it?
Got it, Mr. G.
Okay. Good. Now you take good care of yourself here, and I promise I'll come and see you, okay?
Wait a minute, Mr. Jefferson.
Yeah?
Well, despite your unorthodox methods, it's obvious you have a way with Abby. I don't know what it is,
but... I do. We're both the same size.
Perhaps. I think we've accomplished something here. David, what do you think?
Well, I think, what do you think?
I think Abby should spend the week with the Jeffersons.
Oh, boy, yeah. Then I could play some more games and go shopping with Mrs. Weezy. And Mr. G could read me the books that his friend, the... Mr. Willis brought over.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Owens. Oh, George, sometimes you make me so proud of you.
Yeah, Weezy, I know. Hey, Abby, how about a piggyback?
Yeah.
Well, bye-bye. See
you. Bye.
Bye, Abby.
Bye.
Abby, don't forget your doll.
Oh.
Oh, thank you. Mrs. Weezy bought it for me.
Oh, she's very pretty. What's her name?
Hug it and you'll find out.
Oh?